I've been asked to speak. Now what? This information is provided primarily for the members of Antiquity Baptist Church in Racine, Ohio. But if someone else is listening and you get something from this that helps you, I'll praise the Lord for that. I want to give you a few tips that have helped me, some things that I've learned that have improved my public speaking. I would say, first of all, speak on a topic that means something to you. Because if it doesn't grip you, most likely it won't grab the attention of your hearers. And if it means something to you, they'll sense that and it will mean something to them. I want to give you a simple plan for effective speaking. This will help you in giving a devotional at a church event or speaking at a wedding or a funeral. This will even help you if you want to improve in your family devotions. Here are three words: story, statistics, steps. Begin your devotion with a story. This will gain the attention of your hearers, and it provides a little element of entertainment, which is not necessarily a bad thing, because you want to be interesting, and it should be a sin to make the Bible boring. You have people coming in from all different walks of life, all different kind of situations. Their minds are elsewhere, and you want to draw them in to hear the Word of God and to hear your topic. So start with a story. And then here are some tips for the body of your speech. You can use statistics to strengthen the body of your speech. Statistics add interest and they add weight. For example, if I were speaking on Bible reading, I might mention that during the COVID crisis and the stay-at-home orders, you would think that Christians would have more time alone with God, and therefore they would spend more time reading their Bibles. The Barna Group found out that actually the opposite is true. People have been reading their Bibles less since the stay-at-home orders. This really gives us the temperature, the spiritual temperature of our nation. So statistics, they add interest, they add weight to what you're saying. And then I would say in the body of your speech, use only one verse. You want to give somebody a verse from the Bible that they can take home with them. That's the most important thing that you have to say, is quoting the scripture. You don't want to give them too much. You're only speaking for 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes at the most. If this is your first time, I would aim for about 10 minutes. And in that time, you don't have time to be reading a lot of the Bible. You don't want to quote too many verses, because less is more in this situation. And if you work with one verse, they'll have that to take with them, and then the Holy Spirit can apply that in specific situations in their lives. And if you use a Bible story instead of one verse to base your devotional on, then I would support that Bible story with only one or two verses from the Bible. For example, if I'm speaking on temptation, that's my topic, I use a Bible story. I use Joseph in Potiphar's house, and Mrs. Potiphar one day tempts Joseph to commit adultery. And in the heat of the moment, Joseph does the right thing. He flees from the tempting situation and from the temptress. He removes himself from a compromising situation. I might quote a Bible verse like, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word." And so you see how you can use verses to support your topic. But again, less is more. In dealing with a verse of scripture, I would read it and read it slowly, read it clearly, read it distinctly, read it reverently, so that people see that this is important. This is God's word. This is the authority of their devotion. And then I would explain it. Just give the sense of it. You say, "I'm not a preacher. I'm not a Bible teacher. I don't think I can explain the Bible." I understand. But there are many helpful resources that we can find today. I would recommend the Life Application Study Bible. not for some of its doctrinal teaching, but because it does such a good job of giving simple explanations of the verse that you want to understand, and then also helping to apply that. So you could just quote a source and say, according to the Life Application Study Bible, this verse means, and then quote the study Bible. So you read it, you explain it, and then you illustrate it. Illustrations help people to better understand the verse. And again, less is more. So those, keep those short. And then apply it. Read it, explain it, illustrate it, and apply it. This is our third tip, the steps. We started with a story. We used statistics to add interest, and now we want to use some steps at the end. This is like the takeaway. This shows people how your topic or how your verse applies to their daily lives. And people want practical Bible devotions. They want to know, how does this change my life? How can I use what you've said on Monday morning? And so you give them a few steps, 3 steps, 4 steps, maybe 5 steps to apply your devotional. So I hope that this is helpful to you. If you'd like to see this written out in blog form, you can go to sermonaudio.com/antiquitybc. That's ANTIUTIQY/B as in boy, C.